Good morning, it's Thursday, the 12th day of January. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect some occasional rain and drizzle Thursday with a high of 54 degrees. Overnight, temperatures will fall to a low of 50. Now on with today's top stories. The Gig Harbor City Council appointed Julie Martin to fill the position vacated by former council member Robin Denson, who was elected to the Pierce County Council. At Tuesday's City Council meeting, seven candidates spoke about why they wanted the position. Martin, 61, moved to Gig Harbor in 2018. She wants to help the city grow in a productive way that will allow others in the future to enjoy what residents do today, she said during the meeting. She said she's dedicated to hearing the needs of the community and taking a qualitative and quantitative approach when making decisions. Earlier this week, a second man accused of attacking four Pierce County substations and knocking out power for thousands on Christmas Day was ordered held without bail by a U.S. District Court judge in Tacoma pending a grand jury indictment. Federal pretrial services officials and the defense attorney for 40-year-old Jeremy Crayon recommended Tuesday that he be released to his parents' Pierce County residence on GPS monitoring. But Chief Magistrate Judge Richard Creatore disagreed. Creatore cited the danger of the power outages and prosecutors' allegations Crayon was planning another attack with co-defendant Matthew Greenwood, 32, in the days that followed. Creatore also ordered Greenwood held without bail on Friday. The Kitsap County Medical Examiner identified a 31-year-old Pierce County man found dead with multiple gunshot wounds in Port Orchard. The man, Richard Tai, is from Puyallup. The cause of his death was a gunshot wound to the head, and it's considered a homicide, according to a news release from the medical examiner's office Tuesday. Those living near the 5200 block of Brady Place reported hearing gunshots around 11 p.m. Monday, according to the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office. A 39-year-old man from Port Orchard is in custody. Deputies announced his arrest early Tuesday morning. A chain of churches described by former members as a cult that targets soldiers for their government benefits is under federal investigation for money laundering and wire fraud, among other offenses, following a series of FBI raids this summer, including at its Tacoma location, according to court papers. Federal prosecutors described the investigation of House of Prayer Christian Churches of America conducted by the FBI and the Inspector General for the Department of Veterans Affairs in a civil forfeiture complaint filed on Friday in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Georgia, where the church is headquartered and operates a second location. HOPC also has facilities in Fayetteville, North Carolina, and Killeen, Texas, both near military bases. Current and former members have accused HOPC of draining veterans' GI Bill funds by perpetually enrolling them in bogus seminary classes and pressuring them to donate VA benefits, such as disability payments, according to an August 2020 report sent to the VA by the legal assistance nonprofit Veterans Education Success. The report also alleged HOPC exploited veterans' access to VA home loans. Tacoma has two festivals in January and one in February to celebrate with food, dancing, music and plenty of good luck. Lunar New Year honors the first new moon of the lunar calendar, jetting through 15 days until the first full moon arrives. Marking winter's end and spring's welcome, it's a time for cleaning house, settling debts and all-around eradicating misfortune. Chances to celebrate begin Sunday at the Eastside Community Center. The annual Lincoln District event happens 2 weeks later on January 28. The Asia-Pacific Cultural Center hosts its 25th edition February 25 at the Tacoma Dome. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.